He was known as the Marlboro Man because of the millions of dollars he made smuggling cigarettes across the Sahara. But in the last few months, the one-eyed Mokhtar Belmokhtar had become one of the most sought-after terrorists in the world. It was Belmokhtar who authorities say was the mastermind of the attack this January on an Algerian natural gas plant that left dozens of Westerners and at least three Americans dead. Belmokhtar had formed his own Al-Qaeda splinter group and announced he would use his wealth to finance more attacks against American and Western interests in the region and beyond. The U.S. badly wanted Belmokhtar stopped and actively helped in the search by French and African military units to find him and another top Al-Qaeda leader who was reported killed yesterday. Belmokhtar has been reported killed at least two times before in previous years, only to show up alive. But if today's reports of his death from the Chad military are confirmed, it would be a significant victory against Al-Qaeda in a part of the world where the terror group has been growing in power and menace.